Welcome to The Elusive Truth by The Rich and Larry Show. Thank you for joining us today as we talk about what is next. These are trying times we live in. It feels like 2020 never left. So sit back, relax, and follow us down the rabbit hole.
Hello, Rich.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing good. And yourself?
Well, you know, I'm not doing bad, but wow, what a past 2 days, huh?
Yes. Man, what's the status of everything?
Well, I guess everybody is in shock that, looks like Joe Biden's going to be the next president of the United States on January 20th.
Is this a comedy routine, you're saying?
I really wish it was a comedy routine. I'm telling you, there's just so much going on.
You don't know yet. Trump just came out and said there'll be a seamless transition for the next presidency.
And I will.
You know what seamless means?
Yes. Transparent, moving, no interruptions, smooth sailing.
Exactly. Seamless means it's smooth. There's no crack, no breaking it.
Well, I will say I did watch his speech yesterday. He did not concede. So like you said,
why would he? He won by 20 or 30 or 40 million votes.
Yes, exactly. Everything that's been going on from the Capitol riots, which unbelievable.
Well, it was in everybody's, but I think it was like watching a screenplay on stage.
Well, I got to see some video and it shocked me. I got to see policemen waving people in, bringing crowds in.
Yes, they were. There was the policemen just stepped aside.
Well, they showed him. One was waving his hands. Come on, people, come in. Let's go. And then the thing was the craziest. I saw a picture of this BLM Antifa dude. He was in the Capitol, and they showed a picture of him there. And then he showed him a picture, I guess, in some riot, maybe in Portland or Seattle. But it's the same dude. So they did infiltrate the peaceful protest. They were expecting everybody to go mob violence and burn and just make chaos, and it didn't happen. The Trump protesters were actually pulling these bad guys off, destruction. And the only thing that apparently happened was one broken window.
And you know that woman that was shot, that was, we don't even know who killed her yet. They've never found the shooter.
Well, then they also have now claimed that a D.C. Metro police officer died because of his injuries.
What do you mean? Somebody beat him up or was he stabbed? What kind of injuries?
I don't know. It just came out that this
D.C. police because of his injuries. How convenient. They got to show some collateral damage.
This was their last hurrah. They really were trying to do something, and it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening the way they wanted it to. Nancy Pelosi trying to impeach President Trump right now. People decrying this was the worst day since Pearl Harbor.
this is comedy.
This is absolutely amazing. Nothing like this. Pearl Harbor, that was in its own right. It's a disaster and should be respected, but really?
What happened to burning our cities down this past year, 2020, with BLM?
Well, that's what I mean. It's hypocrisy at its finest. I cannot believe all these people. They better be running scared. Just like Mr. Salty said, they're running scared. They're pulling every stop out right now. This is it. Nothing left they can do.
They are so scared. Their most powerful weapon that they have to pull out, the weapon of their destruction if they have to use it.
What do you mean?
And our weapon to counter theirs will destroy them in a huge way. They're afraid to use it. It's like they're ace in the hole. But we got four aces and they got one.
Well, I can't even believe they even have one ace. The ridiculousness of all this mess.
They still do have a lot of evil believers and a lot of evil capital behind them. Let me tell you some good news that I have heard just a little while ago, that when they went in there, there may have been some good people involved, like undercover CIA or some good white hats or some good people in the alliance. They followed right in and have confiscated two or three of the congressmen's in women's laptops while they were going through their offices.
Wow. See, I did hear something real quickly on that, but I heard it was Nancy Pelosi's laptop that was taken.
And if that's the case, she has so much treasonous information on that, she's got to be just afraid to show her face. If anything is a plant anymore, but I don't know how stupid they could be. That's dumber than Hunter Biden leaving your laptop laying around. They're trying to say Trump incited a riot. Nothing that has to do with, how many times has Pelosi and AOC incited riots? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I heard that, they were trying to say that, President Trump, he was inciting these riots. And
he never said anything of the such.
No, nothing.
No. Well, the other good news is, you know why they're running so scared?
Why?
Because just one of our cards that we can play is going in, catching them while they're in session, right? And we have 20, 30 of our best SEALs, maybe 50, I don't know, whatever, I'll just call them Navy SEALs, that just walk right into Congress. They don't have to hunt them down at their homes or their playground areas and take them right out in shackles. Put them on a chopper, send them out to a military ship where they can be held for tribunal, and keep them right there, and they're done.
Well, that would be absolutely amazing and put a lot of faith back into the United States and the Constitution, because these Democrats have totally screwed that, and they think they're winning. They think that
I can't think of a better way to get rid of half a Congress that knowingly signed off to certify something they had full knowledge of, the fraud.
Yeah, absolutely. The fraud.
They were completely exposed to all the fraud, and they're just like, la, 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 la. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. I'm signing off.
Terrible. And they let everybody speak for 5 minutes, and there was a lot of people objecting to this, and at the end, they voted to let it roll through.
I think this is being beautifully played. Let me just put it to you this way. You and I still have faith in the plan, and there's 11 days left. Trump is president.
Yes, he is.
And he has all the authority in 11 days, and Trump won the election.
That's why Nancy Pelosi is now trying to do impeachment by Monday.
By Monday, they won't be around if he has to have had his way.
Hopefully he's quicker than that, and hopefully, like I said, stuff is starting to ramp up.
Let them try anything. There is so much fraudulent criminal acts that they just can't live a lawless. We can't have a lawless Congress.
Right. No, and it's definitely lawless. They're doing their own thing.
100%. Now Obama knew about all this. Obama's going down, and I thought of a really good scenario. If Obama and Biden could be cellmates together in Guantanamo.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I wonder which one would be on top. I think Biden would say, hey, Barry, it's your turn.
Craziness. But
they got what's coming. They cannot lie and cheat and steal in front of the American people, and we're just supposed to say it's okay.
A lot of us realize what's going on, and a lot of us understand the media is manipulating everything, and we are seeing this unbelievable acts of, like the Patriots prevented the riot, prevented everybody from taking over the Capitol or the Senate building. The narrative is Trump is evil. He's bad for democracy. He's being banned from Facebook. He just got his Twitter account back. They'll probably ban that again. I mean,
no, I don't think he's ever going to get it back.
It's just crazy. I mean, it really,
yeah.
And somebody, I saw a comment that goes, why doesn't he just start his own Twitter? He's got 84 million members.
Well, how does this end?
I don't know.
What happened to our free speech? If they don't like what we're saying, they can cut you off.
Obviously, they've shown themselves, their true colors. They say one thing, but do another. And this peaceful protest, because that's basically all it was, and no buildings got burned, Walmarts weren't destroyed, and TVs taken, and Nike stores or Adidas or whatever, none of these stuff was taken. The Patriots went home. President Trump told them, everybody go home. We need peace. People are now looking at what really took place, and it's not.
I think we'll be finding out that a lot of the arrests that took place were actually BLM protesters.
This was a deep state plan, and it didn't go right.
Hey, you know, I was driving over the bridge in Portland yesterday on my way to the airport. I looked over that overpass to where the Antifa had their base of homeless camps.
Right? Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, you know what it is now?
What is it now?
It's a base of over 50 or 60 tiny homes. They brought in permanent structures.
Why?
They filled that whole fenced-in area because they want them to stay there.
Well, apparently, because they're still rioting down in Portland, they're still
Yes.
smashing, they're still breaking stuff. And a Wheeler is saying, "Oh, I've had enough, I had enough," but it still goes on.
They built all tiny homes in that enclosure.
They're letting it happen, but they're not letting the good happen, that's for sure.
No, but I didn't know if you knew that they said, "Oh, you can take your homeless tents down now. We're going to give you a free home."
Nope, I didn't see it. Last time I saw it was a bunch of tents everywhere and
Yeah,
porta
blue
potties.
tarps and tents. Well, it's way improved, and those tiny homes aren't cheap.
I don't know.
There's got to be at least 50 in there.
So that's terrible, though. That's absolutely terrible.
Yes, well, we're going in the right direction. Trust me, Trump is cleaning house. He's not going anywhere, is all I can say. And there's no grounds to impeach him on.
No, absolutely not. They're just full of crap. That's all they
They
are.
tried getting him on a phone call to Ukraine. They tried getting him on for Russian collusion. It's criminal.
Before we get off here, now the last thing I want to say is that weird thing, but I have actually heard that President Trump is now in Texas right now.
And I heard he was up at Camp David yesterday, and he might be down in Texas. He's meeting with high-level military people.
Well, you know, because Texas said they're going to secede from the United States if this goes through.
You know what? If the dog wouldn't have stopped to take a shit, he would have caught the rabbit. The big if right there. If that's all I'm saying is if. There is no ifs in this here.
Well, there's a lot of going on,
I'll
and
tell you what, Trump is not going anywhere. This is the end of the Democrat Party.
oh, I hope so. I really hope so. And hopefully, maybe it's a start of a new party from the Republicans, because even the Republicans look like a bunch of morons.
Oh, yes, and I heard that Sidney Powell had just gotten a lawsuit slapped on her for defamation of character and all kinds of stuff. Guess what dollar amount?
How much?
Like a billion something. I'm like, boy, she must have really said something bad.
Oh,
Ooh, what did she say?
well, for $1 billion, she must have said a lot.
She must have been saying the truth.
Unbelievable,
You say
unbelievable.
the truth, and they slap a $1 billion lawsuit on you.
Yeah. Oh, and one of the last things I want to say, I'm very disappointed in Vice President Pence.
We knew he was a traitor. Trump let him walk into that.
You know, I can see that happening, but he definitely let us down. He did not uphold his end of the agreement.
No, he did not. And part of this whole plan is to for everyone to show their true colors because Trump's been surrounded by traitors.
There's traitors everywhere. The clock is ticking. 10 days of darkness. It's upon us. It's coming.
Yes, this is literally World War III because this has completely been foreign adversaries trying to expel a president.
I listen to Salty Man. I listen to you. I feel better talking about that because the media is just going nuts. There's no hope.
Well, there's no truth in the media.
Absolutely no
They're
truth.
destroying the American public's psyche.
They really
They
have.
well, they have, and what I call social engineering, these people that sit there and they follow weirdos online.
Yes, there's weirdos everywhere.
They follow them and they think that it's the truth.
The righteous and the good will prevail.
Well, they obviously have zero moral character if they voted for them.
Well, they could also be misinformed and just eating up the news and thinking everything is terrible. Well, we'll leave off today because the media is horrible and it's really hard to find any good news. But it's out there, and keep your fingers crossed. Hope this
Well,
is going to be good for the United States.
we are the true faithful believers. We know it is because there's only one way to clean up the U.S., and that's to keep Trump in there.
Yes. God bless America. Keep Trump 4 years, and here we go.
Yes, indeed, Rich, man. I love talking to you, and I hope I don't sound too crazy.
No, it actually sounded pretty good today. All right, my friend. Cheers. Take care. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.